Welcome back into Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan.
What are you looking at?
Rob Brenton's going over there getting headphones from Scott Parks' desk.
Oh, because Carrington doesn't have his own, so they steal from others.
Mm-hmm. It is Tuesday at 9 o'clock, which is where we do our start bench cut. It is brought to you by Jay Southland Toe. Got a couple of guys, couple of foods, couple of places, couple of sports type of start bench cut. Go ahead.
Here's Fesco, Dusty, and Mac with this week's edition of Start Bench Cut.
All right, Mr. Macadoodle.
First of all, are you eating the tuna fish ice cream cone?
What is
Pass.
That?
Yeah, not
Pass.
Eating that.
I did not like
that.
Is
it in a waffle cone?
No, sugar. Right? No, yeah, that's a waffle cone, right?
The normal, like...
Just a normal cone?
Normal cone.
Yeah, but what's that called? A wafer cone?
Yeah, what is that?
I haven't had an ice cream cone in a while. I've had a couple cones in the last couple of days, but I haven't had an ice cream cone. You can get one at Quick Trip for like $1.39. Solid deal.
Damn, I didn't know that.
Start bench cut. Ice cream cone, helmet, ice cream, waffle cone.
Boy, I'm not cutting any of them. I'm starting them all. I'm fat, you know? So there I go.
You know what's really good are those drumsticks? If you hold the bottom of it in your hand hard enough or long enough, that bottom edge gets like melted and gooey. Yes.
I like biting the bottom off and letting it drip out.
Sucking
the cream through the cone like that. Like,
he's a kinky guy.
It is Tuesday.
All right, honey, you want to get some drumsticks and suck the cream out?
The problem with the drumstick, though, is that the cone is too chewy.
No,
it's never
great.
Crispy
really?
Enough.
Really?
Yeah. I just got to power through the peanuts and the chocolate.
It's never crispy enough, the cone. It always gets soggy.
That's fair. That's fair.
I kind of like some sog. I like my Jersey Mike sandwich at the end when it's kind of sogged at the end.
Oh, you do like it now.
I like my cereal a little soggy.
Not cereal soggy,
I like
sure.
Putting that one chip in the nacho cheese, let it marinate for a while, then pull it out, and it's all flimsy.
Yeah, I guess I just realized, like, literally just now, I don't like soggy food.
Call me the sog lord. All right, start bit, cut. Go ahead.
Kadarius Toney, D4, Dan Sorensen.
Okay, I'm going to start Dan Sorensen.
For sure.
And then I'm moving on for the other two. We had this conversation at California Trail in that 4-overtime thriller the other day. You know, some kid lined up offsides, and the father yells, "I got two words for you, D4. And I said, "I got two more for you, Kadarius Toney." And we started talking about, like, who would you rather, like, have? Who would get a better ovation when they come back? So I'm starting Sorensen, benching D4, and I'm cutting Kadarius Toney.
Agree. We already
really?
Cut Kadarius Toney.
Yeah, he's gone. Yeah.
Oh no, benching Toney. This is a no-brainer. D4's out of here. Cut
D4
him.
Did. D4's, and I'm in your conversation, him. D4 cost the team a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'm booing him.
Allegedly,
too.
Tom Brady threw an interception. We all were going, the Chiefs are going to Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Offsides, number 55.
Oh,
defense.
Dude, I fell to my knees.
Oh, my buddy left my house. He's like, I'm going home. He's like, it's
I
over.
I don't blame him.
He's but like, we still went to overtime.
Didn't matter.
It's Tom Brady. Bo Jackson, Marcus Allen, Barry Sanders.
I'm starting Barry.
Yeah.
I'm benching Marcus, and I'm cutting Bo Jackson. His legacy is so fueled by what ifs.
I'm starting Bo Jackson, benching Barry Sanders, cutting Marcus Allen. The reason for that is Bo Jackson starts and just wears you out, and then Barry Sanders goes out there and dances all around. You have no idea what's happening. First two quarters, you get Bo Jackson. Last two quarters, you get Barry Sanders. Marcus Allen on this list is not anywhere near it.
Now that the Lions are good again, like Barry Sanders, like plays keep popping up on my ex formerly Twitter feed. Mm. People forget how good that guy was.
I don't think they forget. I think they forget how quickly he retired.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
He's a running back in the NFL. I'm done.
Well, he also was on
a bad team.
Yeah, he's like,
terrible.
Megatron retired for the same reason.
No doubt.
He had gas left in the tank. First name guy during a game. Let's go, Travis. The negative guy or the overconfident guy?
I'm cutting first name guy.
You're cutting him?
Cannot stand
out.
That guy.
Right. Oh, that's me, man.
Come on, Patrick!
Oh, I don't do that. No.
Oh, you
fair.
Guys are best friends. You guys call each other by the first name.
Yeah, of course. He's my guy.
Cutting the first name guy, I'm starting the negative guy. Because I love the negative guy during a game. It's like, game's over. My dad can be that way.
Really?
My buddy Brian can be that
I
way.
I hate that.
My buddy Nick can be that way.
Oh, the negative guy who, like, the first play of the game is an incomplete.
It's done. Here we go it's again.
Over. Here we are.
Or can Patrick Mahomes not throw an interception?
Oh, God, that guy wears you down.
I'm riding him.
But it's awesome to watch a lot of those out of my life.
But it's awesome to watch that guy, like, at the end of the game when it's over, and you're like,
How you doing?
Yeah. He's still negative.
And an overconfident guy, you can bench him because sometimes you need that sort of juice in your life where it's like, guys, it's fine. We've been down 10 before. We've seen this happen. You kind of need that guy around. You don't need first name guy around anywhere near your neighborhood. And negative guy you need just to, like, rub it in their face.
I hate negative guy. I can't stand negative guy.
You like first name guy?
I don't like that guy either, but I can tolerate that because that's the negative guy, though. Like, you're a Chiefs fan. There should be no negativity in your vocabulary at all, but yet there is. And I get it from friends. I get it from I hate that guy. I really do. Like, stop being a jerk. The team is 6-0. They've won back-to-back Super Bowls. Most people in the hour go, they're going to run the table and win the whole damn thing. And yet you still got guy out there going, I just don't see what these white. I mean, I just don't. You suck. You're out.
You don't know how to have
gone.
Joy. You have no joy in your life.
Like, that's the thing. Like, even with the Royals this year, people were complaining. You're in the playoffs.
Yeah,
like the negative guys also like try to be the reverse psychology cover my tracks.
Exactly.
Yeah. Trying to reverse psychology this whole thing.
Negative guy really does suck, man, especially in this town. Like, if you want to be negative guy in Cleveland, fine.
Yeah.
In Kansas City for the last 10 years, if you're negative guy, you're just miserable. I feel bad for you.
A lot of positive guys in Cleveland now.
Chicken Big Mac, filet of fish, Big Mac. Oh, it's disgusting. Or the McRib Big Mac.
Yeah, which one are you going to go with?
Chicken Big Mac, I've yet to try. I need to try it because they said it. What's so funny is they're like, it's a limited time only. No, it's not.
No, it's not.
I'll go to McDonald's once the promotion's over. Like, hey, get a Big Mac, replace the meat with the chicken McChicken bread. Okay, thank you. Yeah. Thought it was limited time.
Yeah. Now, Brother Ryan had a good hack. He had the Chicken Big Mac and was like, okay, it's fine, whatever, it's nice. But the hack is just get the McChicken with the Big Mac sauce because you don't need that extra bread and you really don't need the two chicken patties.
Also heard if you want to get the closest thing to like In-N-Out, which you won't, but like is you get the quarter pounder with cheese, add Big Mac sauce.
Oh, okay.
That just made my heart skip.
Yeah, it really did. Like I'm reviving Dusty over there.
It's like, whoa.
But I think I'm going to start the Chicken Big Mac. I'm going to bench the Filet-O-Fish Big Mac. I love the Filet-O-Fish.
It's ew.
And then I don't know if a McRib with Big Mac sauce would be good.
It might hide those fake little lumps that they say are ribs. I'm getting the Filet-O-Fish Big Mac all the way the hell out of here.
Do you like the Filet-O-Fish, though?
Never had it.
It's good.
Look, he's looking for his headphones. He can't find them.
Oh, yeah, because Carrington stole them.
We've got a predicament at 96.5 The Fan.
Why is Scott here at this time? He must have heard us say that his headphones were being stolen.
Gold's laughing with food pouring out of his mouth.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Picking his teeth.
If he wants to know where his headsets are, Carrington stole them. He's got his keys in hand. He was listening and heard us say it. He drove in here. I'm guaranteeing you that.
Stop tearing up my dead gear, Stan. All right, continue on. Oh, sorry. Start Chicken Big Mac, cut Filet-O-Fish Big Mac, and bench McRib Big Mac. That's a tough one to say.
McRib Big Mac, yeah.
Say that three. And I'm starting Mac Morey.
That's exactly right.
But with the big McRib Big Mac, you got to cut the McRib in half. So it's only one McRib patty.
Okay.
Because if you have the whole McRib, it's hanging off the bun.
Oh, yeah,
nobody
you're right.
Have you seen the smash burger Big Macs you can make on the grill?
No.
You put, like, a small tortilla down, smash the burger on it, flip it over, and then you have, like, the Mac sauce. I'll show you. It's on the Blackstone.
Ooh. Okay, I'm going to show you something, and I'm going to turn it around, and you're going to go, oh, my God.
Okay. Moving on.
Oakland, Las Vegas, Los Angeles.
Oh, you got to cut Oakland. You got to bench Las Vegas because you don't need a whole lot of Vegas. You need, like... You need to fly. My advice for Vegas people that have never been, fly Thursday afternoon.
Leave Sunday?
And then leave Sunday morning. Because Vegas 2 hours behind you, right?
Yeah, so you got to get out early.
So you have the Thursday,
get down there, you know, kind of set everything down. Go check out, you know, your areas that you want. Go get your gummies. Go get your whatever. You know, go to the old Vegas during the day. You go at night. It looks like a scene from True Blood season 2. Oh, dear God, that's a lot of cheese.
What's it called?
The cheese skin burger?
Skirt.
Oh, I thought it said skin.
You guys mocked me when I came up with the cheese blanket.
I thought it said
Friendly's
cheese.
Friendly's has the cheese skirt cheese burger. Skirt.
I thought we were about to hear Q Lazarus, goodbye horses.
I'm going to send that to Q.
There you go. But no, I would cut Oakland, bench Vegas, start Los Angeles.
Okay, so I'm kind of with you. I'm starting Los Angeles every day.
I got a beach at least, right?
Yeah.
Like, get out there. Go to Hermosa Beach somewhere. And I know that's not Los Angeles, but close enough.
Close enough. Like, people do that. It's like 5 minutes from the airport.
Yeah.
So I'm starting Los Angeles. I'm benching Las Vegas. I am cutting Oakland, man.
Get out.
Yep, same here. All right. KU basketball legends, Paul Pierce, Nick Collison, Mario Chalmers. Only one right answer here. Go.
Start Mario Chalmers.
Wrong.
Cut Nick Collison, bench Paul Pierce, because Paul Pierce can crap his pants, sit in a wheelchair if he wants. True story.
Yeah.
That's the wrong answer.
Mario gets the start because he made the biggest shot of the three. Mm-hmm. Paul Pierce gets benched, and then Nick Collison gets cut.
Paul Pierce, Nick Collison, cut Mario Chalmers.
You can't cut a
you can't cut a guy who made one of the biggest shots in the history of your program.
Yeah. I'd bench him. Yeah, I can cut Nick Collison.
Jeff Boshi, Jock Vaughn. Yeah, I don't know. Kirk Heinrich.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Starting Jock Vaughn,
same.
Benching Kirk Heinrich, cutting Jeff Boshi.
Oh, man, yeah, but I don't know. And I don't know Boshi enough, maybe. But
he went
those
from
first
bald
two
to like gelled hair in 2 years.
He did, yeah.
He went from like literally looking like he was on like jailbreak to like looking like he lived in Johnson County.
Is he at SEMO now?
He was
not SEMO. Southeast Missouri. No, South what, Missouri State.
Text on to let us know here in a second.
Oh yeah, there's a KU fan that knows exactly where he
is. I had his head coach. He was called like the long shot or something. I read that thing cover to cover. I love Jeff Boshi. He's 3-point shooter, man.
Where's Jared Haas coaching now?
Couldn't tell you. Last one is what now, Mac? What's our last start bench
NBA,
cut?
NHL, or MLB?
Starting baseball, benching hockey, cutting basketball.
Starting MLB, benching NBA, and cutting the NHL.
Starting basketball, and then I don't know. It's tough. I'd probably bench baseball, but it's close. Like, if there was a hockey team more in my life, that at the beginning of my life, hockey would be second. But I'm going to go baseball second.
Fair enough.